Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Monday, June 17th. Take a look at our full weather forecast as we head into this work week coming up in just a few minutes. The Trump administration sending a message to Iran that all options are on the table following the country's alleged attacks on two oil tankers last week.
The escalated rhetoric is alarming Democratic leaders. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says there's no question Iran is responsible for the attacks, but the president's policies are making matters worse. But across the aisle, at least two Republican lawmakers are talking about military action against Iran, as Secretary Pompeo says the administration has, quote, lots of data and evidence proving Iran was behind the attacks and that the world will see a lot of this soon.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins with that report. Iran denies that it targeted the damaged tankers, accusing America of an Iranophobic campaign. Wichita police looking for a driver in a weekend hit-and-run accident in South Wichita.
Police were called to the intersection of Harry and Martinson around 1 Saturday morning after receiving a report of a woman lying in the street. When they arrived, they found 36-year-old Lily Newlick with many injuries. KSN News reports Newlick is on life support at an area hospital after suffering head injuries, broken ribs, and significant bleeding. An eyewitness was able to provide a vague description of the vehicle, a dark blue car, possibly a Dodge Charger, or another vehicle with a similar body type. Anyone with information is asked to call police or call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
The Symphony in the Flint Hills, which was postponed and rescheduled for yesterday because of storm damage, has been canceled.
On Saturday morning, the Flint Hills Media Project said because of extensive storm damage, the event was postponed until Sunday. However, because of tents being destroyed and more severe weather forecast for Saturday night, the board decided to cancel the signature event altogether. In a statement released on social media, event organizers noted that while their mission is to heighten appreciation, knowledge, and protection of the Tallgrass Prairie, they couldn't safely host the event and didn't want to put any lives in danger due to more storms being forecast. Organizers added that refunds and exchanges would not be given for the canceled event, but thanked patrons for their continued support of their mission. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Officials look to target opioid drugs before they even reach U.S. soil.
Georgia Republican David Perdue says more needs to be done about cartels smuggling drugs into the country.
If a cartel was sending a cruise missile into Dallas, Texas, and killing 70,000 people, I think our response would be just a little less measured than it is today.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told the Senate International Narcotics Control Caucus the Trump administration has been cracking down on China, which he said produces many of the drugs smuggled over the Mexican border. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
The percentage of Kansas high school graduates who attend state universities has dropped in recent years. Schools are trying to figure out how to stop that decline and make up lost revenue.
In 2017, only 50% of Kansas high school graduates enrolled at a state higher education institution, according to a report by the Kansas Board of Regents. A healthy economy could be behind those numbers. Right now, there are more jobs available for graduates holding only a high school diploma, and some of them pay quite well. Students are looking at the cost of actually attending a university, but the cost of going versus the money they can make right now may be driving them away. Shifting demographics could also play a part. The Hispanic population has grown significantly in southwestern Kansas, but higher education is not always popular in that community due to cost, a need to support the family, and the desire to maintain a traditional family unit in one place. The University of Kansas has taken steps to balance the loss of revenue from homegrown students by increasing tuition for out-of-state students. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
The city of Wichita hoping to get funding to build a new transit center. could be built on the west side of the river near the new baseball stadium in the Delano District.
The price of the new center is estimated to be between $14 and $17 million. City Council member Cindy Claycomb tells KSN News a federal transportation grant would cover 80% of the cost.
So this would be, of course, for regular transit buses could come through there, the Q line, the new e-scooters, you know, the ordinance that we're working on with those, the bike share, just any sort of transportation. And we've seen these in other cities, and they're very successful.
Plans for the transit center would include 500 parking spaces. City officials will be sending in the application for the project next week. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
An environmental group says pesticides are showing up in breakfast cereals.
A report by the Environmental Working Group found levels of the chemical glyphosate in products made by General Mills. Glyphosate is a weed killer. It's better known by its product name, Roundup. The chemical in high doses has been linked to cancer. The environmental group says it found elevated levels of glyphosate in Honey Nut Cheerios and Multigrain Cheerios. And in a statement, General Mills said traces of pesticides can be found in most foods we eat. Its top priority is food safety, and the company follows federal guidelines in determining safe levels of pesticide. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
The tally is in for the number of birthday cards that a World War II veteran got when he turned 101 years old.
In May, the family of Utah veteran John Fry was hoping to get 101 birthday cards to celebrate 101 years and put out their request in a local paper. The story went nationwide when it got picked up by the Associated Press. The family thought they would get about 500 cards. It turns out they got more than 5,000 coming from all 50 states and at least 12 countries. The front desk receptionist at the veteran's home where Fry lived says they needed an extra tub just to sort the cards that came in. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
The full weather forecast is coming up. The wit and wisdom of Earl Pitts as well. And we'll get you a look at traffic and weather updates. It's all on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning. It is Monday, June 17th. As we begin the work week, you are listening to Steve and Ted in the Morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We will keep you updated on traffic conditions for the morning commute, and Jad Chambers will keep you updated. Jad.
Right now, things looking pretty good out there on the roadways here in Wichita. Not seeing any big traffic slowdowns. Volumes light in most places out there. Gasoline prices coming down. Still seeing some prices up around $2.29 a gallon, but becoming more and more common. $2.27. Spotted $2.27 this morning, 31st Street South and K-15. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's check in on that weather forecast as we begin the week. And meteorologist Dan Holliday will fill us in. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clearing sky in Wichita, we will be mostly sunny today. We should be around 78 by lunchtime, 84 for the high this afternoon. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, our low 65, then breezy, warm, and humid tomorrow. Tuesday, 85, with a chance of thunderstorms, a few strong tomorrow night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have 93% humidity, mostly cloudy, 64 degrees on this Monday morning. Thanks for being with us here on this Monday as we get things going here on Steve and Ted in the Morning for the week. You know, Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, that huge fire took place in the last few weeks. Who's paying for the repairs? Well, turns out the U.S., if you can believe it or not.
Wow.
The billionaire French donors who publicly promised flashy donations totaling hundreds of millions of dollars to rebuild Notre Dame have not yet paid a penny towards the restoration of the French National Monument, according to church and business officials.
Huh.
Instead, it's been mainly American citizens via the charitable foundation Friends of Notre Dame that have footed the bills and paid salaries for those workers employed by the cathedral since mid-April from that fire that devastated the cathedral's roof and caused its masterpiece spire to collapse. This month, it is handing out the first ever payment for the cathedral's reconstruction of $4 million. Quote, "The big donors haven't paid, not a cent," said André Finot, senior press official at Notre Dame. Quote, they want to know exactly what their money is being spent on and if they agree to it before they hand it over, and not just to pay employees' salaries. Almost $1 billion was promised by some of the richest and most powerful families in France and some companies, some of whom sought to outbid each other in the hours and days after the inferno. But criticism that the donations were as much about the vanity of the donors, wishing to be immortalized in the fabled stones of the edifice and the preservation of the church heritage. So interesting. So far, all those gaudy boasts after the fire of huge donations from the French aren't really happening.
Just not panning out, I suppose.
And, you know, the process has to start somewhere. I guess they think, oh, paying guys to sweep up the burnt ashes isn't glamorous enough.
No, yeah, we want to make sure
they want to pay for the something they can put a plaque on.
Yeah, and, yeah. Rebuilding efforts.
Quote, Americans are very generous towards Notre Dame, and the monument is very loved in America. 6 of our 11 board members are residents in the U.S., so they said for the Friends of Notre Dame de Paris, which was founded a couple years ago. They estimate that 90% of the donations it receives come from American donors. Of course, boy, that fire was such amazing video.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The workers really need to get the thing started, the cleanup and restoration work. Lead poisoning apparently is a huge issue. There were 300 tons of lead that was in the roof that melted or released into the atmosphere during the blaze.
Man.
That sent toxic dust around the island that the church is on, high levels present in the soils and in administrative buildings. They're recommending that all pregnant women and children under 7 take blood tests for lead levels that are in the area. 2 dedicated workers have been cleaning up the toxic lead dust for weeks, and there are about 150 more workers that are still cleaning the inside and outside and trying to restart the restoration.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's not good. It is 6:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Monday morning, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And yesterday, in men's golf, as always on Father's Day, the final round of the U.S. Open, the 119th version of the Open at Pebble Beach, California yesterday under a cloudy sky. But the skies were sunny for a native Kansan who wins the U.S. Open. Gary Woodland, at the age of 35, gets his first major victory on the PGA Tour. 4 days of golf, only 4 bogeys. So that's pretty good. He finished at 13 under for the tournament. It's his 3rd top 10 in the last 4 majors, but the first time he's ever won one. Of course, this guy has a pretty interesting story. Born right here in Kansas, in Topeka. Played basketball at Washburn his freshman year. And then he transferred to KU and did a golf scholarship while he was with the Jayhawks. And he's been in pro golf and he played in the Wichita Open 11 years ago, and now he's a major champion. And he wins $2.25 million for his win on the weekend. What a weekend for native Kansan, Gary Woodland.
I've just always believed in myself. No matter what I've done from when I was a young kid, I always believed I'd be successful. I'd always believe I would play professional sports. I didn't know what sport that would be, but I always believed I would be in this moment. And, you know, I think they got the question about if I ever dreamed of making the putt on the last hole of the U.S. Open when I was a kid. No, I didn't. But I hit a lot of game-winning shots on the basketball court when I was a kid, and that's what I did. And so I've always believed in myself. And, you know, it's nice when you do that and you surround yourself with great people. Good things happen.
Well, there you go. Gary Woodland, the native Kansan, winning the U.S. Open yesterday. Of course, this is Golf Week here in Wichita, as we're gearing up for the 30th annual Wichita Open, which begins just 3 days from now. Today's pre-tournament activity is the Select Pro-Am. We're getting ready for golf here in Wichita this week. Men's tennis, the 5th annual Wichita Tennis Open at Wichita State, wrapped up yesterday with Sam Riffis winning in straight sets in the singles championship, 6-1, 6-4. He was the Southeastern Conference Freshman of the Year, college tennis at the University of Florida. Sam Riffis wins the Wichita Tennis Open. In women's soccer action yesterday at the World Cup in France, Team USA beat Chile 3-0. USA women advance into the round of 16. The of course, the NBA basketball last week, we had the Toronto Raptors win the NBA championship. Former Wichita State point guard Fred VanVleet coming off the bench for the Raptors. Victory parade's coming up, and they had a kind of a presser with the media wrap-up for the season yesterday, and Fred talks about some of the amazing things that have happened to him recently, and he even got one vote for MVP Finals from announcer Hubie Brown.
That's just me just buttering up Hubie over the last few weeks. No, I think just some of it's vindicating. You know, you feel some sense of pride in knowing that you were right all along, or knowing that you were right for believing in yourself. And so that feels good. You know, to win feels good. But again, when I have 0 points and I tell you it's about the team and it's not about my personal numbers, I really mean that. And so when I have 22 points, it's the same thing.
And he's got an NBA ring, too, for a championship just a few years into his career. Good for Fred VanVleet. Major League Baseball yesterday, the Kansas City Royals up in Minneapolis against the top team in baseball, the Minnesota Twins. The Royals trying to get a win yesterday to avoid the sweep. And the Royals got the job done, got the offense cranked up yesterday. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
Swung on line to right center field. Maldonado is going to be sent home. Here's the throw to the plate by Marwin Gonzalez. It is not in time, and the ball gets away from the catcher. So the Royals take an 8-3 lead, and they are just beating up Mike Morin in this eighth inning.
Well, the Royals win the game 8-6, get the victory, the first win of this year against the Twins. Boy, Minnesota banged out 15 hits, but they left 15 on base. So the Royals get the win. Royals road trip continues. Now they go all the way out to Seattle for some late-night baseball against the Mariners. Live pregame coverage begins at 8:30 tonight. The game will start after 9 o'clock. You can hear the Royals and the Mariners on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And a happy birthday today to a huge football guy. Bobby Bell is 79 years old today. Great linebacker, defensive end for the Kansas City Chiefs back in the day. Of course, he was on the Super Bowl IV champion for the Chiefs. Bobby Bell is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the College Football Hall of Fame, the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. He's done it all. What a fantastic career. Bobby Bell is 79 today is his birthday. That's Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. It is 6:22 with Steve and Ted in the morning. We get things started here on the program. Keep it here for insightful commentary from Todd Starnes of Fox News. Coming up next, Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.